The Gemara Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, says the halacha is that Kehanim Bavadasim Levim Beduchanim Yisrael B'Mamadim are Mevatel their Avada to here make a Megillah. So you're Mevatel Avada to go here make a Megillah. And the Gemara says we can learn from here. Mikan Samcha Shebeis Rabbi, from here is the Psak or the Minig in Beis Rabbi, Shem Mevatel and Talmud Torah Uvayin Lishma make a Megillah, that you're Mevatel Torah to here make a Megillah as well. That was the Minig in Beis Rabbi in Rabbi's houses. Beis Medrash, it used to be Mevatel Torah, they would stop learning to go here make a Megillah. Where do they get this from? Zot the Gemara, they learned it out from the fact you're Mevatel Avada to hear make a Megillah, and they made a Kavah Chaymer. Then, Ma Avada Shi Chamur Mevadlin and Talmud Torah Lekol Shechein. If Avada, which is Chamur, you're Mevatel to go hear make a Megillah, Kavah Chaymer Talmud Torah, which is less Chamur than Avada, for sure you should be Mevatel to hear make a Megillah. Then the Gemara has a Kasha. The Gemara says, is Avada really more Chamur than Talmud Torah? It brings a whole story with Yeshua and the Malach, where it seems to be that the Malach told Yeshua that his Talmud Torah, his teaching of Torah, was more chamer than Avaida. So we see that Talmud Torah is more chamer than Avaida, not like the Gemara said before. And the Gemara answers that there's a chilik between Talmud Torah the Rabbim and Talmud Torah the Yachid. If it's Talmud Torah the Rabbim, then that is more chamer than Avaida. But Talmud Torah the Yachid of one individual is not more chamer than Avaida. And with Yeshua, it was Talmud Torah the Rabbim, and therefore it was more chamer than Avaida. Now the question is, when it came to Beis Rabbi, that's also Talmud Torah, the Rabbi. Beis Rabbi sounds like the whole family of Rabbi, the whole Beis Medrash Rabbi, they're Mevatel Torah to go here make Megillah. Lachar, that's Talmud Torah, the Rabbi. Why is that considered Talmud Torah, the Yachid? What's the chilik between the Talmud Torah, Beis Rabbi, which is considered Talmud Torah, the Yachid, and the Talmud Torah of Yeshua, which is considered Talmud Torah, the Rabbi? And Rashi seems to be addressing this kasha. Rashi Bavarnz that Rashi on the top of Yom HaBeis, Had the Rabbi. He says the Hussam Kol Yisrael Havu, that over there in the start with Yeshua, all of Klai Yisrael were there. The being that all of Klai Yisrael were there, that's considered Talmud Torah Derabim. But when you don't have all of Klai Yisrael, you only have a base rabbi, that's not considered Talmud Torah Derabim, and that's considered Talmud Torah Deyachim. That's what Rashi says, but Lachar needs beer. Rebel Salvechik asks on this that if there's a musik of Rabbim, if Rabbim has a chshivas over a yachid, then there shouldn't be a chilik between a big Rabbim, a small Rabbim. Once you have a Rabbim, once you have more than one, once you have a minion, that's Talmud Torah the Rabbim. What's the difference if it's 10 people or 20 people or 1,000 people? Each one is a Rabbim, it's not a yachid, and it's hard to hear a chilik between all of Klai Yisrael and part of Klai Yisrael. At the end of the day, it's a Rabbim. What would be the chilik? Another kasha he asks is that what bechlal is this whole musik of Talmud Torah the Rabbim? What is mitzarf them together to be considered a Rabbim? In what sense are they a Rabbim? You know, when it comes to a minyan, davish b'kedusha, so there's a musik of Rabbim because all 10 people mitzarf to create the chalais of a minyan to have a davish b'kedusha. So something brings them together because they're needed to become one group that create this davish b'kedusha. But when it comes to limud Torah, there's no din minyan, there's no din sibur. You can have 1,000 people learning in a beis medrash, but each one is a yachid who happens to be learning in a room with other people. So it's a bunch of yachidim learning together, but there's nothing as mitzar for them to become a rabbi. Even if one is giving shir to a lot of people, but it's each one is learning on his own. There's no musig or chetz of a rabbi like you find by tefillah. So what is this whole musig of Talmud Torah the rabbi? So Rebbe Soloveitchik wanted to be mazel like this, even though in Brisk they usually learn kachim and not Megillah, but there was one time, this was in 1957, it was in Ibayar, and they finished Masachas Nazir a couple days before the end of this month. They had a couple days left, so Rebel decided to give Shir on Megillah, and there's a couple that gave Shir on the first couple of Megillah, and it's been printed in one of the Yeshurins, Yeshurin Ches. They have the Shirim of Rebel Soloveitchik on Megillah, and this is where this is found. So he said over there, that the said over B'Shem's father, the Brisker Rav, that this musig of a Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, it's not a question of numbers, not a question of quantity, but we know that Yeshua was from the Meisr HaTorah. He was one of the ones who were considered part of the Shalshalas HaKabbalah, Meisr Kibbal Torah Misina, Masar Li Yeshua. The Rabbim brings him down as one of the Meisr HaTorah. So he says that's why this is called Talmud Torah, the Rabbim. Anyone who's one of the Meisr HaTorah, he receives the Torah from the previous generation and he gives it over to the next generation. By definition, that's Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, because the Torah that you're teaching is something that all of Klai Yisrael is going to rely on Lailam Vaid, Ladari Dari. So you're part of the Shalshalas HaKabbalah. Your Limud HaTorah, your Bittul Torah is affecting the whole Rabbim, affecting all of Klai Yisrael, and that's the meaning of Talmud Torah the Rabbim. And that's what's mitzarfet together to become a Talmud Torah the Rabbim, because your learning is going to affect all of Klai Yisrael. But anything less than that, even people, just people sitting and learning in a Beis Medrash, you could have 100 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people, that's not called Talmud Torah the Rabbim. That's just a bunch of Yechidim learning. There's nothing to be mitzarfet for them to become one. And that's why Beis Rabbi, no matter how many people were learning, was not Talmud Torah the Rabbim, because there was nothing to be mitzarfet for them together. This is a halacha which is unique to the Meisr HaTorah, to the Shalshalas HaKabbalah. And if that, Rebbe Soloveitchik wants to say, you can answer the kasha of the Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah asks on the Rambam, that the Rambam is mashmet this whole din. He does not bring down this din of the Gemara, the Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, is nidcha because of is not nidcha mipnei mikra megillah. He leaves out this whole din of Talmud Torah Rabbim. It's a beferish gemara that Talmud Torah Rabbim is more chashim than mikra megillah. So Zakta Beryl that the pshat is that if the Rabbim understood that Talmud Torah Rabbim means one who is the meiser hatara, part of the shoshal Kabbalah, that's something which is not negel halacha. It's not going to happen again. That was a one-time thing for the meiser hatara. Below Darius, there is no longer a muslim of Talmud Torah Rabbim. Even if you have many people learning, that's just a bunch of yichidim learning. It's not a Rabbim, and that's why the Rabbim would not bring it down, lufi dizvart, because that type of Talmud Torah Rabbim is not something that will ever happen again.